Oh, Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation. Against the people of my wrath will I give him a charge, to take the spoil, to take the prey, to tread them down like the mire of the streets. But he doesn't mean it, neither does his heart think so. But it's in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. Are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calno as Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall not I, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord has performed his whole work on Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, that I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, and the glory of his high looks. For he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man, and my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gathers eggs that are left, so I have gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing, open the mouth, or peeped. Shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shaketh it? As if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift itself up, as if it were no wood. Therefore shall the Lord of hosts, and among his fat ones leanest, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his holy one for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his briars and his thorns in one day, and shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both soul and body. And they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay on him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnants, to Jacob, to the mighty God. O thy people Israel, be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return, and the consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption, even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, and shall lift up his staff against thee after the manner of Egypt. Yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease, and my anger and their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him, according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He has come to Aiath, he has passed to Migron. At Michmash he hath laid up his carriages. They are gone over the passage, they have taken up their lodging. At Geba, Ramah's afraid, Gibeah of Saul is fled. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Galaam, cause it to be heard to Laish, O poor Anathoth. Madmen is removed, the inhabitants of Gibeon gather themselves to flee. As yet he shall remain, and of that day he shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts shall lop the bow of terror. The high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, when Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one.